What are some of the things that are missing that we need to put into our lives?
Okay, well, you know, it's amazing, Mark, because people, for the most part, work very hard and they work well, but that's not enough. They're not thinking properly about financial abundance, and they're not thinking properly about their financial prosperity or any prosperity in their life just by doing. So we need to have more than just doing. And that's what I'd like to address this morning and talk to people about. I think most people on their jobs or in their professions know how to do it, know how to do their work. But I'd like to focus on thinking about their work and feeling about their work.
Instead of just going in and being a job?
Instead of just being on a job. What else we need? Because so many people work very, very hard and don't get where they want to get to because they're not thinking properly. So we need to do more than just work hard. And that's where I would like to go this morning. I would like to talk about that a little bit more, about the thinking and the feeling part of attracting prosperity energetically. And, you know, it's so interesting. There's been so many books written about this. I think the classic was way back, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, where he interviewed Andrew Carnegie and Henry Ford and wrote a whole book about how these entrepreneurs did this. Now with quantum physics, things have changed. And we do know that what we think is really energy, and it does, we do attract to us what we hold in our mind, what we think and what we believe. So if we hold scarcity, if we hold lack in our mind and our thoughts, we are going to see that show up in our world.
Can I ask you what they thought prior to this quantum leap situation? What were people thinking about then?
Well, I think people think all the time. We think all the time. We image all the time. We're just not aware of it. We're like asleep when we image. We image our fears. We image our feeling of lack. We image our scarcity. And what I'm saying is I'm not going to tell people to do something other than what they've been doing, except to shift what they've been thinking about. And prior to this, we've been doing this, but we've been unaware. So it's about bringing consciousness and awareness now to this process. That's all we're doing. We're just shifting that consciousness.